insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you once again to the program. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم.
If you've been following the sessions that we've had on this program, we arrived at verse 28. Let me give a brief overview of what we have explained and what we've gone over in this surah so that we can understand what this verse or where this verse falls in this explanation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first explained and to us and describe to us three categories of people: the faithful, those who reject, and the hypocrites, those who in their hearts they reject but in their actions they act like they have accepted. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that out of these three categories we should be of the faithful. Why? Because He is the one who created us, and He knows what is best for us. And why would He want to create us and then misguide us or tell us to do something that is not going to benefit us or something that is going to harm us without Him having needed to create us? He didn't need us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala briefly mentioned that, briefly mentioned some of the blessings that He has given mankind. In this verse, in the following verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets back to that point and explains it with a different language and emphasizes on some more of those, or some of those points a little more extensively. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. In the previous set of verses that dealt with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Okay, the language was in a positive sense, that go ahead and believe in God and act according to what He has said and be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, or in these set of verses, He doesn't say that you should believe. He said, how can you disbelieve? How can you reject? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. How could you be unfaithful to Allah, seeing that you were lifeless and He gave you life? ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Then He takes away that life and gives you life again, and He returns, and you shall return back to Him. So in this verse, He says, how is it? He starts to mention some of the blessings that He's had on mankind. He says, you were nothing. You didn't have life. As in some of the other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that you were a liquid that had a very bad and unpleasant odor. You were semen, you were a sperm, you were nothing. And He gave you life. If we want to look a little more deep and looking outside of the physical realm of existence. You didn't even have a soul at that point. Your soul did not exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a soul. You were nothing, not even a sperm. The soul did not exist. You were nothing. Because we human beings are actually the soul. The body is what we work with. But the main component of what makes us a human being is that soul. And we didn't even have that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the life, which is that soul, to this body of ours. Then He takes that out of this body, and then He returns it to the body again. He raises us, and that is resurrection. And that is when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who's done all of this for us. Were we anything for Him to do that for us? Look at this enormous blessing that He's given us. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah. Allahu ya Allah, subhanallah, Allahu ya Allah, walhamdulillah, Allahu ya Allah, subhanallah, Allahu ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Then it goes further than that. He didn't only just create us, this physical body. It says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَسَوَّاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Brothers and sisters, let's pay attention to these verses and try to contemplate on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I created whatever you see on the earth for you. And then the heavens, the skies, I also created for you. He didn't only give us this body and the soul. Think about this earth, the earth itself. If there was no earth, where would we be living? The earth is where we've been raised and we can grow and look at and we can live on. Look at how precise those calculations are, the exact and precise distance between the earth and the sun. All the other planets, the stars that have so much effects in our lives. Look at all that very precise calculations that have taken place in this. All of this, if it hadn't been such, if there was no gravity, if there was no water, if there were no plants, if there were no animals, if there were not those microorganisms, really the life of human beings on this planet would have made no sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He created all of this so we can exist on this earth. That's what He created all of this for. Now some misinterpret this and other verses that have a similar language in saying that, oh, this is all, or the Muslims say this, that this has all been created for them, so we can use it whatever way we want. No, that's not what the verse is trying to indicate. He wants us to realize that, look, He created all of this so you can exist in this universe, on this earth. If He hadn't brought all of that into existence, there was no way that we would be able to continue to live on this planet. If there weren't plants to take the carbon dioxide and give us back the oxygen that we need to inhale, if there weren't the animals to eat those plants so that we can get some of the other nutrients like the proteins that we need from the animals, from the meat, if there weren't all these other organisms that would cause some of the other circles like the nitrogen circle and in what they call the nature, how would life for human beings on this earth be possible? All of this was put together. These verses are telling us this, that all of this was put together so we can live on this. Not that use it whatever way you like. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it for your benefit. You don't misuse it. It's actually the other way around. He put it here for our benefit, and He gave us free will and the ability to misuse it. But he told us not to. And we're not supposed to misuse this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all this blessing, not just the earth and what's in it, no, all of the heavens, as interpreters, mufassireen, like Allama Tabatabai and others have mentioned, have indicated rightfully here, that we have another verse in the Holy Quran, in Surah Fussilat, or some may know it as Hamim Sajda, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning this point that He created seven heavens or seven skies for the people, He then says that He put stars in the sky or in the heaven of this world, the heaven of the earth, the skies of the earth, which indicates that all of the stars, all of the planets that we have come to identify, all of the galaxies that we know today, all of this is only one heaven out of the seven heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all these seven heavens for the human being to be able to live on this earth. Think about that. How can you disbelieve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says at the beginning of the verse, where I've created you out of nothing, you didn't exist, you didn't live, I gave you life. Then I will take away that life and I will give you a better life where you would return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He's created this earth and these seven heavens the way He has so that the human being can live. Now we go and disbelieve on the Lord and the Creator who has created us such. As the verse says, I think that's the best way to put it. How can someone disbelieve? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to appreciate the blessings that He has given us and to understand them so that we would be able to appreciate those blessings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum 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 Ya Hayyu